Geekbeat.com.
Hello and welcome to Aryan Narrations. You're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, and today's reading is taken from George Lincoln Rockwell's White Power, and it's entitled The Black Plague. It is not only the Black Plague which threatens us. The problems of air pollution, water pollution, and land destruction are also problems of too many people. The population explosion, it is called. Where a few sewers could once empty harmlessly into rivers and oceans, thousands of them, millions of them, are now rapidly making the whole surface of the planet Earth one big sewer, smothered by smog and jam-packed with swarms of people, all beginning to compete for space on roads, space to live, space to move, and even just air to breathe. Everywhere you go, traffic piles up, smog chokes you, water is filthy, land is disappearing, and you have to form lines for tickets for anything. But the current situation is only the merest hint of what is ahead in the next 2 decades. Remember, the population of the Earth has doubled since the 1900s, and it will redouble again by the 1970s, and if nothing changes, it will double once more in half of that time, to produce a world literally packed with humans, struggling just to breathe, to eat, and to find a moment's peace, a moment they will never find. Perhaps you have been taken in with the birth control propaganda and believe this is the answer. Aside from the fact that birth control just will not work because people are people, the deadly fact about birth control is that it kills off the best and promotes the worst. It is our best racial stock which practices birth control because they are provident, hard-working, and want to provide for their young, even if they are short-sighted about future generations. The Negroes are breeding as fast as they possibly can because our best families are going without and paying big taxes to subsidize with welfare discoloured breeding by the lowest humanity. Illegitimate black babies, little black bastards, actually produce more and more income for black females, and black females are engaged in the black bastard industry with a will. It is this black spawn of the subsidization of inferior humanity which produces the giant gangs of black nihilists such as Chicago's mighty Blackstone Rangers, which terrorize the whole community and require a peace treaty on TV with the chief of Chicago's police department. People are becoming dimly aware of this growing horror. But what is not so obvious, and much more deadly, about birth control is the way that it reverses nature. The oak tree produces tens of thousands of seeds. Let them all start, and then nature ruthlessly and wisely selects only the best and the toughest to survive and become big trees. Obviously, there is not room on the ground around one tree to grow thousands more trees. Nevertheless, every year, the tree produces enough seed to populate giant forests over whole states. Nature never produces just enough. She always produces prodigiously, especially so she can select. And she has the best reason in the world, the survival and improvement of the breed. She is never preoccupied with any particular individual, always in the promotion of tougher, better, and more select types to improve the breed. By the oak having all those seeds and allowing them to struggle, with only a few succeeding while most perish, nature ensures that the next generation of oak trees will be the winners of an elimination contest in which millions and millions competed, and only one or two of the finest survived to make more oak trees like themselves. In fact, that's the same way you got here. To make you took just one sperm cell, but nature produced millions, all of which competed for the chance to live and to become you. Only one made it, and thus proved that it was, therefore, the most energetic and excellent of those millions, and most likely to make a good human being. You. Had nature produced only the one sperm needed to produce another embryo, it might very well have been the weakest, and it almost certainly would not have been the one which survived and produced the best one, you. If parents use birth control and have only one child, there is a good chance it may very well be the worst they would ever have. If they had 10 or 15, as nature intended, and as humanity had to do for tens of millions of years to survive, they would have had a very good chance of producing their best, and the worst would have perished mercifully at an early age, as happened to humanity until the last 200 years. But today, short-sighted use of man's medical science first kills by birth control millions and millions of human beings, including the best, even before they have a chance to be conceived and born, and then keeps alive anything born, even with two heads, and preserves to each such beneficiary of science the opportunity to create more unfortunates who would otherwise never have been conceived had nature been allowed to exercise her surgical wisdom. There is no cure for the coming population horror other than to kill. Nature did the killing by natural selection since the beginning of time. The birth control advocates, with typical liberal cowardice and short-sightedness, do their killing by unnatural selection, by cowardly murder, before the people they kill have any chance to argue their case or prove themselves. Nature would never have allowed this crazy overpopulation to arise, because the backwards, stupid, lazy, no-good bums and swine of the world for millennia never survived long enough to have kids. Even though some did, they soon killed each other off, ate each other, lived in such filth, horror, ignorance, superstition and disease that they perished by the millions, as they did in dark Africa for millions of years. This was the situation, for instance, in what is now Rhodesia, where the native black population never exceeded 40,000 since the beginning of time. Then along came the humanitarian, half-witted white liberal, and outwitted nature by providing these swarms of human scum with the medical genius of a higher race, with education, with police to maintain order and prevent them from killing and eating one another, with hygienics to put down germs and mosquitoes and prevent disease, with sanitation facilities and otherwise applying the miracles produced by white brains and character to enable black and inferior humanity to proliferate like flies on a dung heap. The whites came to Rhodesia with law and order, medicine, education and food, and produced 40 million blacks who now demand to take over from the whites. The way out of this mess is not in making available more food, better medical care, more efficient farming, or birth control. There is only the old-fashioned way of nature, death, one way or another. Somebody has to go, ugly as that may be. The problem would never have arisen had men been wise enough to obey nature's ancient and eternal laws. But we didn't, and the problem is about to overwhelm us in a furious catastrophe. If we don't do something about it, nature will. There will be famines, such as the world has never imagined, massacres, such as the worst nightmare cannot envision, slaughter, disease, death, and horror, until there is nothing but blood and darkness on the face of the earth. Even our worst enemies are hinting at these things, but as a cure, they are preaching their short-sighted birth control. Birth control means death to millions of the unborn. Birth control is killing, even though the cowards who advocate it dress that fact up with all kinds of rationalizations about giving a break to those already here, seeing that the new ones are taken care of, etc. Birth control is selective massacre at the sperm, cell and egg stage, which not only kills more millions than any massacre in the history of Homo sapiens, but reverses nature, selecting the worst and breeding them, while murdering and decreasing the biological best. We believe man has arrived at that critical point of no return, We can no longer be chicken about facing the deadly fact. Somebody has got to go. There are too many bodies competing for every blade of grass, every breath of air, and drop of water on this planet. And the flood of people on the way will be catastrophic unless we return to nature's plan and select not the worst, but the best for survival. And who are the best? Actually, that's an irrelevant question, because no group in the world with any vitality in it is going to select itself for elimination. Each group, of course, will claim to be actually the best, even if they are the blackest cannibals, who claim they are eating each other and running naked only because dirty colonialists have been holding them down, and they have never had the advantages of hearing Shakespeare or attending Harvard or Oxford. But still, being as objective about the question as possible for our group, the white people, we can truthfully say that our group has performed better than any other creature ever to come forth on this planet. It is not the blacks, or the reds, browns, or yellows that have produced the miracles of our age. It is the white man. The test of superior and inferior is not theory, but performance. Even more important, it is not the blacks, yellows, browns, or reds who have the power to select. Nature selects by success, never by theory. And the white man, at least for a while longer, has the organized force at his disposal to restore almost instant order to this world through the use of his technology, and even nuclear weapons if necessary, especially when the white men of Russia finally are driven over to our side by the imminent explosion of arrogant, aggressive colored people, as is already happening to Russia on her borders with Red China. This is no call to brutal, heartless, sadistic massacre. There is no hate involved here, any more than there is hate involved when roaches or bedbugs invade a home and must be exterminated. It is a matter of survival. If they survive and swarm by the millions, we must die. It will not be too many years before even the most rabid liberal will see that. Some of them already have, as the blacks run around attacking them, shouting, "Kill Whitey, burn baby burn," and sacking our cities. To survive, we will undoubtedly have to kill vast numbers of those of the colored races who attack us. I believe the planet will run red with the blood of both sides, in the lifetimes of many now living, before order is restored to the world, and genuine peace is therefore possible. But we do not have to conduct any scientific extermination program, as the Jews and liberal fatheads never tire of charging. We have only to be ruthless about the survival and rights of our white family of people all over the globe, and leave the others to themselves. Left to themselves, the colored swarms will not last a generation, and the heaving planet can settle down to a productive order. Everywhere the whites have withdrawn from colored areas, that is what has happened. The blacks massacre each other, they enslave each other, they retreat to filth and the jungle almost faster than it is possible to believe. As Haiti will show anyone who cares to look, even after a century of white help, they won't produce food, and so they starve. Nature pronounces her judgment. Those who so tirelessly howl for peace should remember that the gentle goddess of peace could walk in safety only at the side of the mighty god of war. And today, if the goddess of peace is white, she cannot walk at all in the areas controlled by these black savages. To restore order and peace, we are going to have to make two decisions. One, the white man must again become absolute master of this planet. And two, forceful authority and order must be restored as the first need of our whole world. If people are to be able to go about their business without constant fears of wars, bandits, swindlers, and mobs of hellraisers. To ensure that the white man does become master of the planet and thus survives the colored attack, the white man must stop the reversal of nature. He must take as much care about his own breeding as he does for the breeding of his dog, his horse, his cow, and his canary. Ruthless though it may sound, the white man is also going to have to find a happy medium between the preservation of all of his own number by medical science and that restoration of some sort of selective process to ensure that congenital freaks of his own kind do not breed more unproductive, unhappy individuals who then drag down the productive through welfare medicine. He is going to have to reevaluate his role and begin to think not just of the individual, but of the whole race. What injures the race beyond repair must never be performed by medical science, even if it might make a certain individual happy. When medical science is reasonably sure that any individual is bound to bring into the world miserable, helpless imbeciles or human freaks, then medical science must see to it that no such calamity is visited upon innocent, unborn little ones. I am well aware that such apparently heartlessness will outrage many who will think I am indeed the sadistic monster so often painted by my opponents. On the contrary, however, I am simply determined to save my own people, and the world, the unspeakable horror, the ultimate horror, of the final destruction of the white race. The race which, almost alone, is responsible for the very qualities of mercy, love, and justice which the humanitarians so dearly love, but forget are the product of only one race, the white race. Liberal and conservative, cowardice and equivocation are leading the world, and especially the white people, straight to the hell of race war and the nightmare of an irreversible black plague. It is going to take bloody violence and killing to solve this problem, just as it was not words which gave us America, but violence and killing of the British. It took bloody violence and killing for the German white men to stop Genghis Khan, and it took bloody violence and killing to win every war we have ever fought, not conservative words and petitions. To stop a plague of bedbugs takes killing, not words. To stop a plague of traitors, agitators, and black half-animals is going to take killing, not words. Locusts and bedbugs that do not invade your home do not need killing. Inferior humanity, which leaves the white man alone, does not need killing either, and can be left to limit their own numbers by their own stupidity, improvidence, and cruelty. But it is forever too late for those coloured people who attack the white man to be permitted to survive. We have no intention of attacking or exterminating those who leave us alone. But let this be a declaration of war upon the savages who dare to shout, "Kill Whitey," and on those Jews and others who dare to encourage, agitate, arm, and finance them in this bloody insanity. It's them or us.
You're listening to Radio Aryan at RadioAryan.com.